Good evening. My name is Terrence Cuckman, and I come before you as a property owner living on the PSNH right-of-way here in Concord. I'd like to share with you what's going to happen to me, my family, my neighborhood, and everybody living in the city of Concord on the western side of the right-of-way. Right now, I've been living there for 17 years, and I've had 55-foot towers. Is this working?
No.
Okay. I won't make believe that it is. I've been living there for 17 years, and I've had 55-foot towers 100 feet in from the boundary of my right-of-way. What this project will do is it'll take those 55-foot towers and move them 45 feet closer to my home, 45 feet closer to anybody living on the western side of the right-of-way. That wouldn't be a problem, because even if they fell down, they would fall even with the boundary of the right-of-way. But these towers are going to go up by an additional 30 feet. When that happens, should anything happen, when that tower or those lines fall down, they will fall down on my deck. I used to have 30 feet between myself and the boundary, but that will hit my deck. If I consider the fact that this threat's always been there, I didn't bargain for that. I know that if this materializes, my insurance premiums are likely to go up, not down. And if I'm lucky, my insurance policy won't be canceled. This is more than what I bargained for when I moved into this property. How absurd. In 17 years that we've lived there, the electrical demands of what it needs. ISO is projecting that it's risen to a point where New Hampshire is now producing 250%. New Hampshire demands will remain flat through 2022. For the foreseeable future, New Hampshire will continue to be an electricity exporter. My wife and I expected for the demands to increase over time, and the quality of life of the citizens is inextricably tied to electricity. But towers are not the only means of delivering electricity. Whenever Northern Pass representatives are asked, why not bury the lines? Their knee-jerk reaction is, it's cost prohibitive, or it costs 10 times what it costs to put up towers. Enough already. We have Northeastern Energy Link in Maine burying lines cost-effectively. We have Lake Champlain Project burying transmission lines cost-effectively servicing New York. The world's recognizing that the wisdom in burying lines is the way to go. I asked them to call their competitors, see how other companies are minimizing their costs, and make it cost effective. I do have more. I would like to finish at a later time. Thank you.